Hi, everybody, and welcome back to this week's episode of Slugcast. First off, thank you so much for listening to the last episodes. These are the last couple of episodes that we've been putting out. The team and I are so excited. We're also very excited that people wanted to join our team and be a Slugcast host. So yeah, thank you guys so much for that. The Instagram has been blowing up recently. So yeah, I just want to give a quick shout out. But yeah, I hope you guys enjoy this episode. I talked a little about just feeling like you don't have enough time, but in reality you do. Time's a construct, I guess. But yeah, so that's the preface of today's episode. And yeah, hope you guys like it. Hope you guys keep on listening. And yeah, listen to today's episode. Sorry guys if the recording's being a little weird. I don't know what's going on with my setup, but I'll figure her out later. So yeah, yay, we're back for another episode. If you guys already heard me talk about in the intro, today we're going to be talking about time being a construct. I hate that phrase for no reason. I just think it sounds weird to me. But yeah, that feeling that I think a lot of people, a lot of students start to get around this time of year. I know personally I'm a third year and I feel like I have no time to do anything, but I also have so many things to do that require so much time. And that feeling of, you know, for some people, they might be graduating this year. They might be graduating in their second year, in their fourth year, whatever it may be. And that feeling of just, you know, a pending doom and just not knowing, maybe not knowing what you still want to do after college or just what life after college in general is going to be like, because it is such a different time frame. So yeah, I'm going to be talking a little bit about that. Like I mentioned, I'm a third year. I personally feel like I have time for nothing, and yet I still keep on adding things to my plate simply because I don't want the, I don't know, I guess euphoric feeling just having stuff to do while I'm in college be over. And I talked a little bit with my roommates about this earlier in the week. We were talking and it was funny because one of our parents had called us and, you know, they were just saying how, you know, back in their day when they weren't going to college and they were working, you know, they had already had their own cars. They had, you know, bought themselves a house and an apartment and, you know, one, that's great. Two, the economy sucks. And three, we're in college. So yeah, it was funny because then it led my roommates and I to have a conversation on, like, college is such a different timeline for everyone. And, like, everyone goes at things in their own pace. And this is also just life in general. Like, it's not just college. But, you know, particularly for college students, when we were talking about this, yeah, it's going to take us longer to, you know, get our foot out the door right out of college. Because, you know, this idea that, you know, you go to school to get a good 9-to-5 job and like work yourself to death is just like not the best. But it also just isn't realistic anymore. I think a lot of things are changing and it's scary. I, again, also talking to my roommates about how, you know, the thought of me going back home or even just somewhere else and not being a student is terrifying for me because from K through 12, that's all I know. And I've done school. I mean, I've worked on the side and I work right now currently, thank God. And you know, right now I'm a part of like organizations that, you know, keep me sane, but outside of school, I don't know what my life is like outside of that structure of like going to classes and like meeting with advisors and stuff. And it's not for a doubt of, you know, thinking that I can't do stuff. I think I do have the confidence in my future in the workforce, but you know, I'm just not excited for it. I think it's especially scary, you know, now, as someone who, you know, wants to pursue a degree in linguistics, which means research, and you know how that goes with research funding now. So yeah, the possibilities are just, you know, people say endless, but honestly, I think a little limiting to what the current situation is of everything right now. And I know it's a lot to bear, and I honestly lose my mind over it, like probably every week. But that's not to say that the feeling of maybe not feeling ready yet, or just the uncertainty of, you know, I'm 20, I'm 19, whatever you may be, and college is going to be over, that's not a feeling that should be frowned upon. You know, it should be, oh wait, I'm only 20, I'm only 19. Okay, I have this time to really figure myself out and like do that. And again, I will note that too, that mindset can also be a privilege. For me, I'm first gen, I'm Latina. I didn't know what that mindset was like until I got to college, and I had to tell myself I'm only, you know, a young adult trying to figure this out for the first time, for my family for the first time. But I've learned to give myself credit where credit is due, and I'm like, you know what, yeah, I am first gen, I am Latina, like I have been able to do these things and pursue an education, pursue a higher education, and, you know, have the capability to get involved and, you know, resume build and connect with so many great people, the time that I've been here, that I really need to tell myself to take a minute and be like, okay, you know what, let's just handle it year by year, and I'll figure out if I want to go to grad school when I want to go to grad school. I'll figure out where I want to get my career in when I get my career in. It takes time, and it's scary because that thought of there's not enough time, oh my god, no, there is. It's just making that time. And I think I struggled with this a lot when I was younger, but even now, I was planned to graduate this year, and then I took the time to really sit down with myself, and I was like, oh, I would not be ready to graduate right now. I really wouldn't. And again, I will say transparently, financially, I'm very lucky to even have that option to continue a third year. I know for many people, like one of my roommates out of state, that's just not always an option for people. And like I said, that mindset of having time is a privilege, unfortunately. And, you know, my thought with that is hopefully that isn't always the case. But again, if it is, still taking the time to really grasp and understand and give yourself the credit where credit is due, and being like, hey, you know what, I have been able to accomplish this. Maybe let's find some time to take time for myself. That way I'm not always constantly spiraling, or, you know, does that make sense? I hope it does. I don't know. This is something that I've been sitting with for quite a while now. Again, because it's my third year, and I have just been spiraling about grad school and that whole timeline. You know, do I want to do traditionally and go to grad school right away? Do I want to do untraditionally and not go to grad school right away? And I say traditionally and untraditionally in the sense of what I was wired as in high school, because in high school, I remember it being like, okay, go to high school, go to undergrad, go to grad school, get a job. And I say traditionally and untraditionally very lightly because everyone does it at their own time. Whether that's getting a job right out of school, whether that's going to grad school right after undergrad, whatever that may be. So I've really had a lot of time to sort of think about what I want to do or what I hope to do and achieve. And I think that's also something that I can only really do is just hope. I hope that I can still pursue a graduate degree by next year, or whenever I choose to go. I hope that there are jobs waiting for me out there, in research, whatever that may be. I have to stay hopeful and I have to stay really concrete in myself that I have the capability to do a lot of these things. And I think that's something that a lot of other students that I've talked to agree with as well. It's like, you know, I don't know what the situation is going to be in a couple years from now and 4 years from now, whatever that may be. And, you know, taking time to be like, okay, well, what am I going to do currently? And that's sort of where I'm at right now is like, okay, yeah, I was supposed to graduate this year, but what am I going to do instead? And so for me, that's, you know, staying involved in my organizations, that's working, that's making sure my grades are good, that's, you know, meeting with advisors and going to advising sessions with, you know, future linguistics researchers that, you know, are in similar fields that I want to pursue to be in. And so it's just in a weird way, like, not saying like you're only 20, like slow down. You have so much more time than you think. And I think it's hard because I think next week I'm going to be like, oh my God, I have no time. I'm probably going to wake up tomorrow morning and be like, oh my God, I have no time. I need to do all these homework assignments that I've pushed back. And you know, that's okay because for a moment of that, I'll be stressed out. But then for the next, I'll be like, okay, I'm good again. And it's just like reminding yourself of that. And it's just really important. So yeah, I hope all of that makes sense. I guess moral of this episode is calm down. You're only 20. or whatever age you might be. So yeah, I hope this made sense. Because I know freshman year me should definitely have been hearing this because I probably wouldn't have burnt out so quickly if I had, or maybe I did. I still would have, who knows. but yeah, so that's it. Take as much time as you need. Thank you for listening to this podcast and yeah, that's all. Continue to listen to our new episodes, hopefully by our new host very soon. And yeah, guys, thank you for listening. My name is Maria. And as always, thank you for today's episode.